We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bill, what's the holdup on the money here?
The current governor is a big part of it. Voters approved $7 billion in bonds a couple years back for improvements in K through 12 buildings around the state. And the idea is the state would put up the money and the locals would match it so it could get for new classrooms built, old ones repaired. And this is particularly, you know, being felt not only in the inner cities where you have older schools, but out in the burbs where people are moving and you're starting to burst at the seams. However, Governor Jerry Brown, being the penny pincher that he is only allocating about $640 million of that. And that's, you know, and he says the reason for it is a couple of reasons. One, he's not crazy about just willy-nilly building going on. He wants to make sure that everything is up in order, and that takes time to process. Two, he's not really increased, I don't think, the processing staff to do it because he's not crazy about it. And then three, he doesn't want to, you know, incur more debt because if there's one thing he doesn't want to do is grow the wall of debt that the state faces. And a lot of times in these bond campaigns, you hear what you're going to get, but you don't often hear about how you're going to pay for it. And these bonds are not cheap, whether we are there for parks or they're for schools.
There's kind of an implicit thing here, too, isn't there, Phil, that, you know, if there's a pot of money available, suddenly projects become necessary. And without passing judgment on any or all of any of the projects in the state, what the governor may be saying is, hey, look, are we just suddenly building because we got a pot of money to build from?
Yes, that is what he is talking about. And if you look in the past, that he's got some proof to that. You know, Stan, it's interesting, like a lot of things in what we call politics, there's a whole industry that's gone up around the passing of bonds and the issuing of bonds. And, you know, school districts are approached by people saying, hey, we can get you this, we can get you that. You can pass a bond. And the voters will go for it, and it gets paid back over time. And, you know, you've got construction people that are sitting there eager to do the work, and so they're willing to contribute to the bond campaign. As a matter of fact, they were some of the biggest contributors to the bond campaign when it passed in the state. They get out there and they say, you know, whether it's for roads or for schools, let's do it. And you have consultants that come in and meet with school boards or pitch these ideas to school boards and to school districts as well, just like they do campaigns and other issues. And so, yes, we have a governor out there who's been around the block so many times that he's just got an idea about exactly what's going on the street and inside the buildings, and he's a little slower than others. And it's interesting to know that they're not already giving up on old Jerry, and they're starting to move towards their next guy, probably Gavin Newsom, who they hope will turn on the tap because that'll look good for his first term in governor if we're building like crazy on schools.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.